The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind.
And he's turned around
and God, that's the deer in his yard.
You're aiming at that willow, right?
Yeah. Who's killing animals now?
Yeah, right.
Good
that
morning.
That one didn't get better, Jace.
No, it did not. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, Everything B. Arthur. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thanks for being here at our morning party. Let's not waste a moment. It is the return of Second Chance Romance. It's now on Thursdays, right at this time. You know how this works. So let's get started. Dawn, who do we have today?
Today we have Hannah, and okay. She is on the line with us right now.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey, girl.
Hannah, thank you. Dawn told us you're a My Talker, and you never thought you'd be on Second Chance Romance. So go ahead. I'm going to shut my mouth. Tell us your story. Tell us about your date.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm really nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's okay.
Don't be nervous. It's just us and Kenny. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So my deal is that I met this guy, Benjamin, on Match.com. Is it okay to say that? It's Match.com.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
It was like way back at the beginning of the year, like in January. And, you know, I saw his picture and definitely swiped on him immediately. He's smoking hot, honestly. He's really good looking. And then we kind of chatted through the app, you know, I mean, nobody was like vaccinated yet or anything. So I wasn't really meeting anybody in person. We chatted through the app. We zoomed a couple times. You know, he's good looking for sure, but he's also got just a really sweet personality and he's funny. So I like that side of him too.
Nice. Cool.
So anyway, fast forward, and we were finally able to go on like an in-person date. Okay. I was super excited. And so last Thursday we went out to dinner together and it was amazing. Like we had the best time. We totally have a ton in common and we're both like Twin Cities transplants. So, you know, it can be hard to meet pandemics and everything, but even yes. Besides that, it can be hard to like meet people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I texted him since the date and it's just like crickets. And like, why hasn't he gotten back to me? And I'm just really bummed.
Well, You've listened to this segment, so you know what I'm going to ask, Hannah, which is always because we've done this now since God was a boy. Think hard, and I know Dawn kind of prepped you here with this question, so think hard. Was there anything odd that happened in the date? I mean, do you have an unusual burp? Do you eat oddly? Do you have a collection that you unveiled to him? Like, you keep napkins from all of your meals. I mean, is there something?
Oh, my God.
You smell funky.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, anything in the date that would have taken it down an odd street, Hannah?
Well, honestly, like, I was thinking about that before I even called you. And yeah. I do not think that there was anything. I've been trying to figure it out. I did the only possible maybe thing that could be weird is that I had these new shoes and they were, you know, tight. I like hadn't worn them before. So when I walked to my car, I was like maybe walking kind of slow and funny.
Oh, so my God. I've totally done that.
So been there.
Okay. So.
I mean, he may not even have seen that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
So how did it, Hannah, how did the date end?
Well, he was very respectful. Benjamin, like, kind of held my hand, you know, he kind of, like, squeezed it a little.
Okay.
When we were walking, like, the shoe thing, you know, because it seemed like I was going to fall. No, but then, you know, he didn't kiss me on the lips, he kissed me on the forehead, which I just thought was sweet. And, that's how we left it. It was good. I told him I'd text him. He's like, okay. And no response.
Nothing.
Okay.
All right. Kissed you on the forehead. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a sign. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, Kenny. Oh, maybe he just got confused. Well, we actually have him on the line here, but I want you to be, he hasn't heard any of this. We want you to be quiet in the background. Just listen to what he has to say, and then we'll ask you to join the conversation again. Okay. Is that cool?
Okay.
Let's bring Benjamin on. We have Benjamin on the phone with us right now. Hi, Benjamin.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for doing this. You're live on the air on My Talk. I'm Jace. I know you talked to Dawn. Thank you for being willing to do this. You know that we're going to talk about a recent date that you had. So I'm sure the name Hannah rings a bell, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Can you tell us about your date?
Or? What was it like for you?
Hannah's great. And we were talking for some time. I don't know if she told you beginning of the pandemic, or not the beginning of the beginning of the year, so mid-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for each other during it, and I was really excited to take her out in person last week. And
you were?
The date was fun. But after the date, she just blew up my phone. I mean, she must have texted me like 6 times, and our date was a week ago. And it was a lot. So, and then they progressively got passive aggressive. Like, it wasn't just check-ins, you know, it was a little
What did she text you?
The last one, it ended with, she said, fine, don't care, F you. So I'm surprised that she even called you.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay. Well, we actually have Hannah on the line with us right now, and she's going to join the conversation again. Okay. Hannah, what do you have to say to Benjamin?
Benjamin, what is wrong? Like, I thought we had a great connection. It was a fun date, and I thought, you know, it was, like, kind of up to a different level since we did Zoom. And
but we did that sparingly, and, you know, the pandemic was rough for everybody, but I don't need to be smothered coming out of it when we finally meet each other. I mean, I need a little mystery, you know?
A little mystery.
Okay. So what if I text a little too much? Like, big deal.
I mean, it was a lot, and it was all at once. It wasn't just, like, once a day over the week. You know, it was, and then you had a full conversation with yourself, and then that last text, we all know what fine means. It sounds like you were done with it, so.
Oh, fine,
Well, no, I mean, I really liked you, and I thought our date was, like, I mean, I just thought it was really fun.
So you felt obviously a connection, Hannah. That's the whole reason you let us, you emailed Don. Benjamin, you just weren't feeling it. Am I hearing you? Am I hearing you correct?
So did you have fun? Yeah. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I also want to keep it open.
Mm. Okay.
Keep it open.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. What do you mean by keep? What do you want to keep open?
Well, I'm talking to other people on Match.
And oh, got it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh, whose turn is it? Jeez, I think it might be yours.
I think it's Kenny's. I think it's Kenny.
I did it last time.
Okay, so obviously you're on a different page right now, but if you could just erase all of this and you could just go out on us, we will pay for it to go out on another date. What do you think about it?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
No. Not interested. I just wanted to know, you know, why, what the deal was.
Benjamin?
I don't want to go out again.
Yeah, okay. I have a couple more dates and I want to see where they go.
Okay.
Well, I hope those girls don't text you.
Okay.
Because
guys,
how horrible would that be if they
Ben, change your phone number, Ben.
To text you.
Yeah. Hannah.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Hannah.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
bye.
Hannah, thank you. Benjamin, thanks for being, both of you, thank you for being a good sport.
Thanks,
change
Benjamin.
Change your number, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
Don't answer the phone.
Wow.
Bye, Benjamin.
Dodged one there, Ben. Wow.
Kenny.
Okay, they're gone. I hate this. I just want to say I hate this.
Are you kidding me? That was the best one I've ever heard. That was awesome.
Can I tell you I'm missing the pandemic? Is that inappropriate? Is it too soon?
Is it too,
hashtag too soon? Remember the good old days during the pandemic when we didn't have this or an in-person project down and dirty? Remember those days?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to admit you were on Hannah's side. You were thinking, what is the deal with this Benjamin guy? And then I heard like 6 or 7 text messages, and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
We do have a half price deal. I'd like to try that.
Save some money.
Clear the slate here. This is a really great deal. Christina Clinic is offering 1 syringe of Restylane filler for lips, marionette lines, or cheeks. A $575 value for just $275. If you do filler, you guys, this is great.
Yeah.
Go to mytalk1071.com, keyword deals for this offer.
When we come back, the one and only Elizabeth Reese.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's get caught up with the big headlines in the world of entertainment and pop culture from Elizabeth Reese in the Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, my friends.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Nice to be with you. I'm very much loving anything that involves Gossip Girl, you guys.
Oh.
Oh, there I saw is this.
An HBO Max Gossip Girl reboot. I didn't finish the original series. Oh. And so I'm kind of thinking I'm going to just start from the beginning and watch the whole thing.
Okay. Oh. Blake Lively was a star.
Yes,
right?
For
okay.
sure. She Should was
we
so start? Good.
Will we like it?
It's voiced
Elizabeth?
By Kristen Bell. You're totally going to like it. You'll love it. Okay. You guys will love it. It's great. It's just what we need right now.
Lori, when I think of Gossip Girl and all of those WB Frog Network shows, yeah, I think of Lori Barghini because she watches all of those shows.
She loves them. Now, this one is pretty racy. I mean, like, there's multiple people kissing each other in just one shot at the beginning. So I don't of the trailer. So you guys can go for it. But it's the title track, you know, the words on the screen say the iconic series returns. And Kristen Bell is voicing the narrator. She's the narrator in this new version.
Wow.
Which she was in the original too.
Wow.
I know. It's very exciting. It premieres on July 8th.
Are you going to be, you're going to be watching this,
well,
Elizabeth?
I'm trying to decide. I'm thinking I'm going to start by watching the entire old series. Let this one get going a little bit, and then I'll watch this one.
So you don't have to wait. You can
listen, my HBO Max subscription automatically re-ups. I can never catch it before I build another $14.99, and then I'm like, curses, and then I'm like, I've got to watch something on this.
Oh, it's so worth it. There's so many great shows
on
HBO
Max.
There
is a lot of good stuff. I just have to remember.
Yeah.
I need a binder. Yeah.
Yes. Some alarms
with some tabs that say HBO Max.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And
I
then
need
a
to
sheet that tells me what to watch on that, and I need it sitting by my TV. It's really, I can't even explain to you like the back and forth that goes on in my house when we decide to sit down and watch something, and Jay's like, I don't even know where to find anything.
And then 40 minutes later, you're like, I'm exhausted. Forget it. We didn't watch anything.
I can't even figure it out. Speaking of Blake Lively, though, some sad news for her. Her father died at the age of 74. Oh. Ernie Lively was an actor, and her father. And it was kind of interesting for me last night because I was reading this story and then looking into their family. There's a lot of kids in this family. He died in LA, was surrounded by his wife, Elaine Lively, and then their children. So Blake, Robin, Lori, Jason, and Eric are all actors, according to the Hollywood Reporter.
Okay.
Yeah. And Ernie was in the movie Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
He was.
The 2005 and the 2008 one. Yeah, but his career started in the 70s. He was on The Waltons, Fantasy Island, Dukes of Hazzard, Murder, She Wrote, The West Wing. He was in Turner and Hooch and The Beverly Hillbillies when it came to movies. And he was really well known for his acting coaching.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. Cool. And he was also an English professor and a U.S. Marine Corps captain who served in Vietnam
prior to making his way
to Hollywood. Wow.
Could he not accomplish so much, please?
Okay, now I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of kids? Wow.
Had a lot of kids. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. He did a really interesting thing, too. In 2013, he went through this heart surgery that was like a groundbreaking surgery that injected his own stem cells into his heart to repair damage.
Oh, wow. Clearly that was a success.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. And then now it's 2021 and he passed away at 74, but, you know, very sad for Blake Lively and her family, but I think also really, a nice opportunity to look back at what a full life he lived.
I had no idea that he, you know, was an actor at all.
Me neither. Mm. No, I like Blake Lively and I like Ryan Reynolds and I like them.
I do like
so
them both.
Much.
They're one of my favorite Hollywood couples, kind of like the aforementioned Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
And I like those are two of my favorites. I like them.
Yeah. If those couples break up, you know, as we kind of have the list of if they break up, I don't know how I'll survive.
That's what I was going to say, too.
It used to be Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck were on that list for me. But now I just spend my time reading ridiculous quotes from sources about J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Here's a new one.
Bennifer.
Yeah. Here's what a source says to Us Weekly. J-Lo has Jennifer Garner's seal of approval. J-Lo thinks Jennifer is a kind and wonderful person and an amazing mother.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very generic.
And the headline is Jennifer Garner feels about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez romance. That's apparently what's happening, that she's up and packing up and moving to. But I mean, she always has had, she had a house there for a while and then sold it. You know, I don't think that's like anything revolutionary.
Showbiz thing to do.
I wonder where her kids go to school. Do they move schools every year when they wants to have, you know, I don't know, Miami as a home base or New York?
And then the tutor just flies around with them with the little workbooks and stuff.
I guess it's just like a bougie version of homeschooling. Like some homeschooled kids just like play out in the forest. J-Lo's playing on private jet.
That's my sister's kids.
I know. I love it. Every time I see homeschooled kids, they're like, we're collecting tadpoles. We're doing all this amazing stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And then I think that's how I would like tadpoles. To live. Yeah. Didn't you always collect tadpoles?
I actually did. It is the one I because we had a lot of creeks in Indiana, and we had one.
Southern of you.
Yeah. And we did, and I collected tadpoles with my friend Brett Calloway. That was very Huckleberry Finn.
We used to collect grasshoppers, and then they would spit on you. Is that spit that comes out of a grasshopper, or is it something else?
Kenny?
Today you're asking the wrong show.
Kenny?
Elizabeth, we're not accepting any animal questions today, Elizabeth. It's been a difficult day for Jason and Alexis.
No. But you really don't know if it's spit or not? It's not spit.
Might be poop.
Oh, look at the time. Oh, crap. The music's here. Way to go, Elizabeth.
It's a green fluid.
Light up a room and leave, Elizabeth. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. Today at 3 on Twin Cities Lives. When we come back, Dawn has a list of secrets from gays. When we... guys, not gays. I'm sorry.
Gay we'll be right next.
That too, next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Tab Cola.
You have to have a certain level of hotness to drink it.
Yeah, you can't be ugly.
Beautiful people.
Can't be ugly.
What about ugly babies?
No, can't be that either.
They can't either. Nope.
No. No.
Okay, that sounds weird. Yeah, if you weren't listening, would you rather?
Yeah.
That was a question. Okay.
Yeah. We would encourage you to listen to the podcast a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you definitely listen to the first hour a little bit later where Alexis retells her famous rabbit story. It's a humdinger, as we say. Yeah.
Then we got rest in peace, George the monkey. You know, it's been quite a show, everybody.
Dawn brings it home in the 7 o'clock with a dead monkey. I mean, so.
Guys, I just want to point out that Jason brought up pet death yesterday when he talked about keeping the pets inside because of the heat.
That's right.
You're the one that started pet death. You did yesterday, remember?
I brought up a PSA of please keep your dogs. This is a stretch, McLean.
Because they could die, Jace. And some have.
But you two, Stephen King's, Lex brings up the fact that she put a rabbit on a shovel and pushed it down a sewer chute.
I did it and jumped.
And then Dawn.
And it's still alive, okay? It's down in the sewer, having a great old time.
Yes, and I was just bringing to light a very famous internet monkey. Yes. If you are not on board with who George is, that's your own fault.
Yeah.
No.
The world is sad.
I know, but let me just say, Jason and Alexis in the Morning is typically a lighthearted comedy show, and our executive producer, and our executive producer Dawn knows this, but she proactively wrote on our sheet like this, and because you also know our show, we stumble on crap all the time. We have a plan in place, then we go down the rabbit hole. But Dawn proactively wrote RIP George the monkey and in parentheses wrote died under anesthesia
at the vet.
She wrote this for a story idea for our lighthearted morning radio program.
Oh, you guys don't remember me bringing this up to you. Oh, God.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember George the first time, but hey,
I don't.
I'm feeling for him and his handlers, Mommy and Poppy, and you know they don't have their monkey anymore. And also, it's so relatable, especially if you have a dog who has teeth issues.
Yeah,
and the vet keeps suggesting, "Hey, you need to put him under to clean those teeth up."
Right.
This is your worst nightmare come true.
Or have it pulled, and then they always say, "No, they could not come out of it."
Yeah.
And you go, "Should I do it? I don't know. Sure, I'll spend $800 on my cat to get her tooth cleaned."
Or do they just have funky breath and teeth forever? You know, it's like, what's the answer, guys?
Good morning, children. This is a very sad animal story inspired by Alexis Thompson's Animal Kingdom.
Yay!
Once upon a time, a little girl had her ear chewed off by a rabid raccoon, and she almost bled to death. But her dad jumped in to save her. But the raccoon chewed off all his fingers. Hang with me, guys. The story gets better. The dad then bled to death. But his six children got to live with their favorite aunt, who might have been in a home for a year or two. But the children moved in anyway. As soon as the siblings and their earless sister moved in, the aunt lost control of her wheelchair and broke all the bones in her neck. And then, the family's cannibal neighbor slash psychopath ate them.
Yeah!
See? It got better. The end. Thanks, Alexis.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now we turn to Don McLean with the list, The Secrets of Gays. Here we go.
This list. It's adorable.
It's secrets from guys.
Oh.
But Jason,
I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, I expect you to come up with your own list, Secrets of Gays, tomorrow.
Yes, please.
We do. Oh, I'll be sure. I will come up with a list of the secrets of gays. Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay, number one on this BuzzFeed list of the secrets that guys don't tell. Number one, losing your hair is extremely distressing. It makes you feel unattractive, old, and insecure. Not everyone has the face or head to shave off remaining hair.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
From what I hear, it's true, but I don't have that
neither
problem.
Of you guys have that problem.
Nope.
No, I'm now lucky.
Yeah,
do you guys have hair plugs or something?
No.
No, Lex, we don't have hair plugs.
You guys have Ken
would you tell
hair.
Us if you did?
I would. I would.
No, I'm just kidding. You would.
I just cut my hair again over the weekend or a few days ago. I don't know.
It looks hot. But
yeah, both of you guys have great, great hair.
I've gone from a number four to a number five now. So
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it looks nice.
The second one here is adjusting the bits is second nature to men. It isn't something we even do consciously for the most part. All it takes is accidentally sitting on your balls once, and you will do anything to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Yes.
Right.
True. I literally just readjusted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. The next one, I love cuddling next to my wife as much as she loves doing it to me. It's the feeling of being wanted and protected that it's just amazing.
Kenny, you want to handle that one?
You guys cuddling?
You guys
secretly
don't sleep
love
in the same bed.
No, we don't. No, because sleeping is all about sleeping.
Yeah.
Those days, you know, those early days of
what
the relationship.
What about post-coitus?
Oh, yeah, a little cuddle time.
Can we never say post-coitus on the show, please?
What's more appropriate, Jace? What would you less rather use?
Uh-huh. I would just rather not talk about it.
Too late. Yeah. Here's another one about
cuddling.
Balls.
Plus, you're assuming there is coitus.
Okay.
So what the hell?
Okay, number four is our balls are sweaty almost all of the time.
Yeah.
That's not true.
We're in Minnesota. So.
That's not true. No.
Okay.
No.
Pretty good right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me check. Yeah, no, they're fine.
Let me check. Oh, boy. All right, here's one about compliments. Women receive compliments from men and other women constantly, but it's much more rare that anyone will compliment a guy for anything. There are some compliments that I received years ago that I still think about to this day.
Well, they make me very uncomfortable. So
yeah.
If you want to, the way to my heart is, either insult me or don't say anything at all. But please don't compliment me.
But they like that it.
No, I don't. That makes me very uncomfortable.
I don't mind compliments. Okay. I like positive reinforcement.
Okay, great.
When people compliment me, it makes me wonder, what the hell do you want? What do you want from
me? Well, here's what I get uncomfortable with. Nothing's free. Feel like if I ever compliment a guy, they think I'm hitting on them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, great. Now what's going on?
No, I don't think that.
Jiminy Christmas.
But we get so little positive reinforcement here at My Talk from B. Arthur that it's just, it's such a
guy
rare.
Guy or girl.
You look great today. Guy or girl. You guys both look great today.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Now about urinals.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. There are urinal rules when peeing. If no one is there, take a corner. If there's a urinal with a guy on the right and nobody to the left remotely, go as far from said guy as possible.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Don't walk up right next to a guy if there are other ones open. You'd socially distance. Okay.
That's breaking the bro code.
Is that one of the gay secrets that you're going to share, Jason?
No, the gays are right next to each other and we're looking. We don't care. Exactly. That's right. Yeah, we don't. No, it's the opposite. No. No, actually, headquarters has a diagram in all of our restrooms of what to do, and, and it's the opposite for that. Yeah, we just,
Okay, you want one more?
One more.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. I tend to shrug off compliments usually out of humility. Yes, they do make my day, but I don't let them go to my head. That being said, the one I hold on to the most came from my father when he stayed with my wife and me one weekend. I cooked dinner, and when we called my mom that night, he chimed in, "That boy can cook." It's been over 5 years, and I still smile at that one.
Oh, that's sweet.
Just to get a compliment from your father is probably it's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Again,
I think I compliment my kid all the time. He's
good,
amazing.
Kenny.
Yeah, I think he knows that I think he's amazing. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And I should probably save the rest for tomorrow. Or
save tomorrow.
Time.
Can we continue? Uh-huh. That's right. We'll do. I love when we do this.
Yeah.
Guys and gay secrets. Yes. I love it. 8:43. When we come back, Alexis has today's Jump the Shark next. We are very appreciative of your presence. Welcome back to the party, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Billions and billions served since 2006. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We're here.
We're queer.
That's right.
Okay,
get used to it. I am.
Yeah. We're on a spectrum, right?
We're,
deal with
it. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it. Yeah. I wonder, you know, Lex, I wonder if we counted. I wonder how many shows we actually have done. That'd be fun to count. It's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I just can't believe this iteration of our show, the morning show version of us.
Yeah.
I can't believe we are approaching 8 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tahiti or something.
Girl. B. Arthur won't even approve us buying lunch for each other at Cheesecake Factory, let alone sending us anywhere.
That's true. We haven't even tried to go to Duluth for years.
Yeah, going to Lake Nokomis, girl.
No.
Just sit tight.
No. No.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Good. Good try, though, Lex.
Jace. Wow. We've really grown up together, haven't we?
We really have. I mean, goodness gracious, we're in our mid. Well, you're 40, and now I'm in my mid to late 40s. It's just frightening. Yep. Anyway. 8:50 is the time. Speaking of Alexis, she has today's Jump the Shark.
Fire up the boat. I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dump-a-Mundo.
Oh, morons and their drones.
Oh, God.
Guys.
Oh, no.
Now she hates drones.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of reasons to hate drones. Now, there are some situations where it's in a controlled environment, you know what you're doing, and it helps people or animals or whatever. But there's a lot of morons out there who are buying drones and have no idea what they're doing. And a great example of this is in Southern California. There is an ecological reserve. Yeah. Isn't this terrible, Kenny?
Yeah, very upsetting.
What's going on? Some moron drove their or flew their little drone into this area that's protected.
Oh, no.
It protects terns, T-E-R-N, which is a seagull's type bird. It's a little bit more slender. They've got a forked tail, and this is where they lay their eggs. So this drone comes through. The terns are thinking that it's this predatory bird. Yeah, like a hawk. Okay. So they are scared away. And then on top of that, the drone malfunctions or they land it and it lands right where the eggs are. So then all of these terns, 3,000 of them, they're scared off. They fly away. They left 1,500 to 2,000 eggs behind. And now these eggs will not hatch.
More animal death.
Or if they do, Alexis will put them on a shovel and put them in a storm drain.
That's what this is.
And then Dawn will report on it. Then Dawn will, after following them on Instagram, Dawn will report on their untimely death.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. All these baby terns. This is just terrible. And it's prohibited on state reserves. Look, come on, don't be a moron. See where you can drive your drone or fly your drone and just follow the rules. You're ruining it for everyone and you're ruining it for these birds, these poor babies.
Last time I went to a theme park, not Disney, but in Missouri, my favorite theme park there, we had to wait for hours because people were flying drones around the roller coasters and they had to shut the park down for hours. Because you cannot have a drone flying through. They're trying to get some footage of, like, you know, people going upside down, but like they couldn't. You couldn't ride the rides. What is so funny?
Well, I can't. I don't know. I didn't hear anything you said there because as soon as you said Missouri theme park, I started thinking, take the magic hayride, operate a manure spreader, dig a hole,
fill in a hole,
walk to the well.
Run from wild dogs.
Oh, no.
Get in a chicken fight.
That's awesome. They
go in the leech filled creek. Yeah.
pick leeches off your best friend.
It is set 100 years in the past. It's like an old timey type of theme. And I used to work in the saloon there.
Nice.
The wood tick tunnel.
Oh no.
God, I'm tired of being made fun of today.
Oh no.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Kenny. I needed to call you on the dude line for our last 45 seconds. Looking at this broadcast as a whole today, I've come to a conclusion. I think you and I need to attend rehearsal more often. I think we started with animal death. And I didn't think Alexis's jump the shark was actually about animal death, but it was.
Surprise.
So just to look back on the show, Kenny, we started with animal death, and we're now ending with animal death.
I think we definitely need to attend the writer's meeting. Let's sit down at the table today and really discuss where we're going with this show.
Exactly. Bye, Kenny. I'll talk to you later.
Surprise. Kenny won't show up.
That's true. Kenny has left this conversation.
Oh, still the best text ever.
Oh my gosh,
Kenny,
yes.
Kenny was on a massive group text, yeah. and we knew it was a matter of 4 seconds, and we got the alert, and it just said, Kenny has left the conversation. Oh my goodness gravy. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget, if you're listening and you're a kid being bullied, don't put bunnies in storm shelters, storm drains.
It jumped in. I was saving it, Jason.
And go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
No, that's right. You be you. Unless you're a terrible person, you know, watch out for those drones and animals. Have a great day, everyone. We love you. Fry-yay tomorrow. Woo-woo.
Fry-yay.